Wednesday, November 15th. I saw some dude on TikTok the other day counting down some famous periodicals, top 10 albums of all time, in no specific genre. And I don't remember if it was number, it might have been number one, actually. It was one of the top three or so, was Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, which, is well known as one of those. That's actually, I think Marvin Gaye might have been number one. This was whatever, it was top five. And it's one of those that's always on these types of lists, and one that I admittedly had never heard start to finish. So tonight, while cooking up some marvelous flavors for my family for dinner, I put this on in the background. Songs in the Key of Life. It is from 1976, the year before I was born. And it is 1 hour and 45 minutes, 21 songs. They really don't make them like they used to in this TikTok generation of 1 minute and 15 second quote unquote songs. Anyway, the album is fantastic. I loved it. Just having it on, every other song was like, oh, it was either a, oh, I know this, and not like the ones that everyone knows, like Isn't She Lovely, for example. But just other ones was like either I know this or wow, that's where that sample came from. Two stand out in particular. The big one being Gangster's Paradise, by Coolio. That's a complete ripoff of I guess Pastime Paradise on Stevie's album, which I'm sure if you're musically inclined, you probably knew that. I never loved that Coolio song or any Coolio songs, to be honest. I thought that was very overrated and he was just not that great at rapping. May he rest in peace. But that was cool to hear where that came from. And then another one was more obscure. Hard to say Jay-Z's more obscure than Coolio, but off of his 444 album, there was something that came directly from a Stevie sample there. Anyway, if you're just cooking dinner this weekend and want to throw on some soft, mellow vibes in the background, I highly recommend this Stevie Wonder classic.